It's Kelly Clarkson. It's called Catch My Breath off of her Greatest Hits Chapter 1. I almost said Volume 1. It's Hot Water 4.7, Andy and Mel, 919, topping out at 50 today, a little windy, 41 right now. I have a list. Are you ready for a list?
You betcha. You know how I like lists.
I like lists, too. This is a list of the 7 things in your refrigerator that are not real healthy.
Oh.
Mayonnaise is one of them.
How about Miracle Whip? Because I don't like mayonnaise.
It's pretty much the same thing. It's a different flavor.
Tastes so much better if it's Miracle Whip.
I like mayo better.
Yeah.
Depends on what it is, though. If I'm making tuna salad sandwich, I want Miracle Whip. If I'm putting it on, like a cold cut sandwich, I want mayo.
Mm-mm.
Anyway.
Miracle Whip all the way.
All right. Thanks for diverting me.
How was that diverting you?
It has 360 calories, or if you make it in tuna salad, 4 tablespoons of mayonnaise has 360 calories and 40 grams of fat.
So my Miracle Whip white.
Is pretty much the same thing. Well, you can get light mayo, too. It just tastes like crap. Soda and other sugary drinks. Yeah,
yeah,
your pop has got a lot of that. No nutritional value whatsoever other than calories.
But it's got caffeine.
It's got caffeine. That's right. Most of it does anyway. Beer and other alcoholic drinks are also on the list, but because they're empty calories as well. But a glass of wine is 170 calories. An average beer is 150. A shot of liquor, a lot of times, as much as 100 calories.
Wow.
That's not including what you mix it with. Depends on what it is. Because like, I don't think whiskey has a lot of calories, but like your schnapps,
some
of those really, you know,
the sweet ones.
They load them up with sugar so that you can stomach drinking them.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch meat. All the salt can lead to high blood pressure. That can lead to heart disease and a stroke. Plus, most of it's processed meat. So there's links to that, to colon cancer, allegedly. Whole milk is one of the 7 unhealthiest things in your fridge. If you have 2 small glasses a day, that's over 1,900 calories and 100 grams of fat every week. They're trying to blow it out of proportion.
Wow.
Whole milk is still relatively... They're not saying milk's bad, but skim milk has half the calories and almost no fat.
Right.
But young kids, let them drink whole milk.
Yeah, they need it.
They need the calories. Unless they're sitting and doing nothing and eating chocolate all day, then they don't need whole milk.
Playing video games and watching zombies.
Well, actually, they probably need the whole milk. They need to cut out the chocolate all day.
Yeah.
And the sitting on their butt.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream. Unless it's low fat and low sugar, a half cup of most kinds of ice cream will run you about 300 calories. Salad dressing, especially the creamy kinds, you know, the ranch, the Thousand Island, the blue cheese.
Yeah. The good stuff.
Ballpark of 120 calories and 12 grams of fat from 2 tablespoons. Most people use twice that on their salad.
Holy Hannah.
I would get the fat-free dressing.
Yeah, that's what I usually
get. It has no flavor, but then I add pepper and then it tastes good.
Of course, pepper snob.
Look at you. I would love to see you actually run for an office. You'd be in a debate and you go, well, I know you are, but what am I?
Okay.
And the 7th thing on the list, butter.
Butter.
The only reason it stays solid at room temperature is because it's full of fat. Margarine is not much better. Although margarine, isn't that the one that's bad for your heart? Margarine's worse for your heart than butter.
I think so.
Because it's got a lot more cholesterol.
Yeah. I use the spray butter stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure that's healthy.
Butter. It is, actually.
Yeah.
It's better.
No, it's butter.
Better.
Butter.
Parquet.
No. You know, most of my life, I ate margarine because that's what my mom bought. I didn't know any better.
Right.
And then when I got married, Crystal always got butter. I had no idea what I was missing out on.
It's pretty delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And... the first time I tried to make popcorn with margarine.
It didn't work so well for you.
It was, I might as well have been dumping water on the popcorn.
I know, it's a whole weird.
It was completely pointless. the election. The results of the vote for station mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to share the results with you right now, Mel.
Oh, I'm leading by a little bit, huh?
No, you're losing.
What?
By a little bit.
I need to put my glasses back on.
You're losing. You did have a 65% margin. Apparently, the West River voters started voting.
Oh, thank you, West River voters.
I have 51%. You have 49%.
Oh, really? Interesting. Apparently,
not so cocky now, are you?
Oh, I haven't been cocky the whole time.
You have been cocky all morning.
What are you talking about?
You have been cocky all morning.
I have not been cocky at all. Every time that you have said the voting results, I have not said anything.
Okay. Just been railing on me unfairly over bacon. Maybe that's what's hurting you.
I don't think so.
Anyway, we've got dirt coming up. What's in the dirt, Mel, besides hardcore pun?
I wasn't going to talk about that in the dirt.
Oh, of course you're not.
R. Kelly stopped a show in L.A. I'll tell you why coming up in the dirt.
924, Hot 104.7.
Are you in
here? Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
R. Kelly stopped his show in Los Angeles over the weekend when he noticed a fight between two women in the crowd. He decided to call security, and he did that by singing for them to come break it up. He's saying, quote, security, security. He actually say more than that, but it's kind of hard to hear in the video. According to reports, one of the lady was booted, and the show continued. CDs out today. There's music from another dimension, Aerosmith, including Johnny Depp singing background vocals on there, and also Carrie Underwood is featured on Can't Stop Loving You. Also, Neo has his new CD out. That's What I Call Music 44 by various artists. Yes. Also, Now That's What I Call Disney is also have a CD out for various artists, including Jungle Book, Lady and the Tramp, Peter Pan, Cars, Toy Story, and Tangled. And Glee, the music presents Grease. And also includes Kate Hudson, and There Are Worse Things I Could Do. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I almost threw up in my mouth a little bit there.
Stop
on that last
it.
One. A little bit.
Stop it.
Just a little bit. More results of the voting for station mayor. It's a compelling election.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 937 up to 50 today. Okay. We missed it last time around. Internet quote of the day.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, your Facebook post absolutely makes me want to change my core beliefs and lifelong philosophy, said no one ever.
The voting is very close. It is right now. I'm going to break it down into the total percentages because it's that close.
Okay.
50.14% for Mel, 49.86% for me. Now, I can also look at, you're allowed to, unlike the real election, you're allowed to vote more than once, which, by the way, that's like a felony.
Yes, it is.
There are some people who are voting multiple times for this. Which that was the setting. There's something was broke when I tried to only let people vote one time.
Yeah.
Well, it would pretty much completely shut it down.
Oh.
So I don't know why. So we're letting it roll. So basically, whoever really wants me to win or whoever really wants you to win will sit and vote over and over and over and over again.
And I did have to remind those who were commenting on our picture on Facebook that those
doesn't
don't count
as a vote, no.
Because I have pretty much all of them on there. So
I am pretty much all of them.
I was
on
just
there.
Saying.
I was just saying.
So I reminded them to please go to the link
so
and
I
actually
them
vote.
To please go to the link.
Why are you repeating everything I say?
Because I thought it was funny. Because I started
hardcore pawn.
I did that to Jackie one day. She goes, "Dad, why are you copying me?"
That's so annoying.
I know. God. It's not nice to copy people.
It isn't nice.
And I was like, no, it's not. But you know what? It's kind of funny.
I do implore you to watch the video that I just posted on our website at hot1047.com.
What was that? Your word of the day you got
yes.
in your email? Implore?
No, I've used that word before.
When?
I don't know. Back in 1997.
I've never heard you use the word implore ever.
To check out the video made by my daughter's
campaign ad.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Urging you to vote for their mom.
So a plastic surgeon in Morocco named Fahd Benslamane.
Okay.
I'm surprised they got it out right.
Sounds like medicine.
Spent the last 12 years researching what makes the perfect pair of legs.
Okay.
He looked at photos of athletes and models, Greek statues, even Barbie dolls. And according to Dr. Fahd, here are the three things that make legs attractive.
Barbie dolls.
Straight bones. Well, there's not much you can do about that.
Okay.
Your bones are either straight or they're not. Your leg bones should make a straight line from the top of the thigh down to the ankle. Any deviation from the vertical line makes of more than 3 degrees makes the legs look worse. Curves in the right muscles. It's all about the calves. You should have a little curve on the inside part of your calf and a big curve on the outside of your calf.
Okay.
Do you have calves or?
Yeah, I got calves.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I have calves?
I don't know.
They're covered by boots right now.
I never see your legs, so I didn't know if you had like chicken legs or. Okay, that's not working well on the radio. Length.
I was showing him. Though.
Lower legs make the curves more noticeable.
Huh?
So that's why women wear heels. Makes their calves look rounder and makes their ankles look thinner. Has nothing to do with the butt.
And makes our butt look fabulous.
So basically, legs should be long and curvy without any noticeable bone deformities. Now you know.
You do. We had this vote last year or the year before during election time regarding how butts look with heels on. And it was voted that my butt looked better wearing high heels.
No, that was not what we voted on.
Yes, it was.
We asked people to guess which one was you wearing heels. We put two pictures of your butt on the website, and then they tried to guess which one was your butt in heels.
But then we also...
Your butt while you were wearing heels on your feet. Not your butt in heels. That would not work.
No. Be very uncomfortable.
You could have the smallest butt in the world. They would not fit in your heels.
No, they would not.
I was not saying. I was just waiting for you to say, oh, are you telling me I have a big butt?
Are you telling me I have a big
butt? No! God, you suck today. Heroes of the day are next. Hang on. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? Morning, 9:54. The voting for station mayor, the election for station mayor, will go on throughout the morning.
Throughout the morning?
Or throughout the day. Okay. Sorry. It'll stop at the same time as the real election will at 7 o'clock tonight. Unless the time zone's wrong on this poll website thing we have. Because right now, it's a difference of 3 votes between you and me.
Wow.
50.38% for Mel, 49.62% for you. So it's very close.
What did you just say? For you?
For you.
Oh.
Or for me, sorry.
I was like...
Yeah, I meant to say... Yeah, both options were Mel, and it's a split decision. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a drink?
I think it should be a drink.
I don't disagree. Go ahead and mark it down.
I was so confused. I was like, what?
Make sure you go vote today. If you are registered to vote, go vote. Vote on whatever you want to.
Not registered, shame on you.
If you're not registered, well, unless you're not eligible to vote.
Okay.
Like, you know, you're 16.
But if you are.
Or you're in prison. I don't think you're allowed to vote in prison.
Generally
not. I think
you
lose that right.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do heroes.
Every town needs a hero.
Working class hero. I can be your hero, baby.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Well, in our line of work, we've seen stories about people hiding crack pretty much...
Everywhere
that you can think of. So it's very rare to find someone find a new spot on their body to hide their crack. That's why I'm giving congratulations today to 49-year-old Kimberly Maroney of Florida. She may be a crackhead, but at least she is an innovative crackhead. On Saturday, police pulled Kimberly over after they saw her in the driveway at a known crack house. They searched her in her truck, but couldn't find any crack. But they did notice that she was making strange motions with her tongue. A cop asked her to open her mouth and saw that she had dentures. He asked her to remove them. When she did, he saw 3 crack rocks underneath. That's right. She put the crack rocks under her toothless gums, then covered them with her dentures. Pretty creative. But not quite creative enough to get away with it. She was arrested for drug possession.
I had this story earlier this morning, but I liked it for this. Last week, a woman in Des Moines, Iowa, ordered pizza. Delivery guy got paid for the pizza, realized that he had been stiffed by the woman. When he realized it, he decided to relieve himself on her apartment door.
Jeez.
What he did not realize was that there were surveillance cameras at the apartment complex. She came out a few hours later, discovered what he had done, asked the manager to show her the tapes. They did, and she called the pizza place, and he was fired. He also went back a few days later to clean up the mess he had left. was not arrested, no charges are going to
probably
be filed.
Because he cleaned up his pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So make sure you go vote today.
Vote for Mel.
And vote in the real election.
Yes, please do.
That one is probably a little more important than ours at hot1047.com.
Uber important.
Time for us to split. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot1047.com.